I'm so sorry for your loss.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
I want to play you Mark Zuckerberg's cover of Get Low by T-Pain. And then I'm going to tell you why he recorded it. So I said I want to play you Mark Zuckerberg's cover of Get Low by T-Pain. Then I want to tell you why he recorded it. So first of all, here is Mark Zuckerberg.
You can sock it to me, baby, one more time. Get low, get low, get low, get low. Get low, get low, get low. Get low, get low, get low. Get low. From the windows to the walls, till sweat drops down my.
Oh my God.
Till all these crawl. Oh, skeet, skeet. Girl.
Okay,
so that is Mark Zuckerberg's cover.
That's Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, by the way.
Yeah.
Get low.
I'm deleting my Facebook.
What's that?
I'm deleting my Facebook.
You are. Okay. So here is why Zuck did, sorry, Z-Pain, as he's calling himself
Z-Pain?
Now. Z-Pain.
Oh,
no. So this was recorded as an anniversary present to his wife, Priscilla. And he wrote, Get Low was playing when I first met Priscilla at a college party. So every year we listen to it on our dating anniversary.
Aww.
Okay, that's actually pretty nice.
That's actually sweet.
To the windows, to the walls. The sweat drop down my... All these females. Wow. Oh, ski, ski. Oh, ski, 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 ski.
And then it was love.
Yeah.
Love. At first sight.
At first like.
So I guess, I don't know how he hooked up with T-Pain, but I guess like if you're Mark Zuckerberg and you called anyone to be like, hey, can you help me out? Like, what's T-Pain going to do?
You probably
say
just,
no.
Like, just post it on his Facebook page.
Right?
Yo, Payne, what's up? It's Mark.
Yeah.
It's Zuck.
Yo, I can read your DMs on Insta right now.
Yeah.
By the way, can you help me record this song for my wife?
If you don't want me to release to the world.
That's cute, though.
369, damn, you're fine. Hoping you can sock it to me, baby, one more time.
Right.
Yes. This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
You'll be entered in the draw to win a pair of tickets on Thursday at midnight.
It's Kiss 92.5.
Taylor's version.
Live from the Rogers Center.
This is one of my favorites.
Thanks to Rogers, proud presenting sponsor of the Eras Tour.
And now, the Home and Auto Report, powered by Desjardins Insurance.
Fall is here, and that usually means we can count on some pretty significant fall storms to roll through. So let's talk about how we can prevent water from getting into your house in case of a big fall rain event. Clean your gutters. This is so important. When your gutters are full of leaves, they can block your downspouts. Blocked spouts can cause pooling of water in your troughs, which usually means water getting into places that you don't want it to. Check the seals around your windows and doors. Take some time to check your doors and windows and make sure there aren't any glaring issues with caulking or framing. Even the slightest crack can lead to big water problems in your home. Remember, water follows the quickest, easiest path, so keep on top of things.
The Home and Auto Report, powered by Desjardins Insurance. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care today.
Insurance recommends using caution and consulting an expert prior to undertaking the activities. Desjardins Insurance cannot be held liable for reliance on these tips.
It's your business. You built it yourself. Let Rogers Sports and Media help make it grow. There's now an easy way to get your business on the air with our radio station or our entire audio network. It's called Rogers Sports and Media Ad Manager. Designed for businesses of all sizes, RSM Ad Manager is self-serve and simple. Get a $250 ad credit to get started, and your audio can be produced at no extra cost. Visit grow.rogersportsandmedia.com for details.
Hey, got your headphones on? I'm out here jogging, and just between us, let's talk urine leakage. You know, Tena Men, the protective underwear is made for us, secure and discreet, with triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. No more dribble dramas. Keep control with Tena Men. Discreet protection designed for men. And hey, if I can run with it, you've got nothing to sweat.
Fall for Subaru by enjoying fall to the fullest. Think scarlet, burgundy, amber, crimson and copper, but never, never blue. Because with Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive, fall is for thick, dark mud splats, terracotta mountain roads, radiant sunsets, kaleidoscopic leaf carpets, and the boldest of adventures. Avoid autumn blues and visit your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
Only a few days left to live and listen to the magic of an Air France rendezvous. It's time to book your rendezvous with Paris, starting at $749, or Barcelona, starting at $859 return, from Toronto, tax included. You can enjoy a glass of champagne however you fly, economy included. Elegance is a journey. Air France. Book by November 18th. Travel from November 1st to December 14th, 2024, and from January 8th to April 30th, 2025. See conditions at airfrance.ca.
Tim's Holiday Smile Cookie is here. Until November 24th, 100% of proceeds are donated to local charities, community groups, and Tim's Camps. Get one to give back to your community at participating restaurants in Canada.
Amazon Black Friday week is here, with up to 35% off toys to stuff their stocking. Noise-canceling tech to silent their night. And fashion, like slippers, to missile their toes. Shop Amazon's Black Friday deals now.
Folks, this year we want to be even better and more than just in the mix. So I'm announcing the addition of a new player, the 2024 Chevrolet Silverado 1500. With its lease rate of 1.9%, Durabed cargo box, and a Turbomax engine with 430 pound-feet of torque, it's a real bargain.
Get your hands on an all-star and get leasing starting at 1.9% on select 2024 Silverado models. Details and conditions at ChevroletOffers.ca.
It's the most wonderful time of the year on Pluto TV. Get all your holiday favorites absolutely free. Cozy up with festive classics and heartwarming movies streaming all day, every day to get you in the holiday spirit. Explore entire channels guaranteed to spread the cheer with bright lights, festive fireplaces, and the holiday music you love. We've got something for everyone. Season's greetings from Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
At Great Wolf Lodge, your whole family can go on an adventure. Splash away in our water park and bowl a perfect score with your pack. And mix game time with family time. And at Great Wolf Lodge, all this excitement is just a short drive away. So bring the pack together and learn more at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
Another rough winter. It's a given. Winterize your pickup truck now at Bison and get the extra protection, toughness, and style of Canada's most trusted truck accessory brand. Save up to $100 for a limited time on soft, hard, trifold tonneau covers, side steps, bed, and floor mats. Bison offers free Canada-wide ground shipping and offers a 2-year warranty. Or get your tonneau cover installed free when you buy locally in-store. Built for your truck. Built to last. Find your location at BisonTunoCovers.com.
When it comes to protecting what matters most to you, get Desjardins Insurance for your auto, home, and life. Discover insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care today.
Roz and Mocha.
Kiss 92.5.
Bye.
beautiful and it's amazing, 'cause I can taste it, our final odyssey.
Kiss 92.5.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is taking over Toronto.
I'm just having more fun on this tour than I've ever had on any tour in my life. And the reason for that is that you guys have turned this into something that feels more than just a concert for me, at least. You have all these traditions you've started. You turn it into a full event. And like the way the city of Toronto has embraced us and welcomed us, it's just... It feels so good. It feels so different than any experience I've ever had before. So, honestly, thank you to anyone here tonight who, like, got excited about the idea of the air.
Incredible. Wow. Rogers Center was just bonkers, like, all day, all night. They closed off streets. They closed down the highway.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Right? Like, literally thousands of people down there before the show even started. I know, Maria, you were down there for quite a bit. Dan Mori, you were down there for quite a bit. Can you describe from your perspective the atmosphere, what it was like from the time you got there till you left? Because, again, you were there day till night.
It was just a sea of glitter.
Yeah.
A sea of sequins and just a sea of happiness. Like, so many people were just, like, thrilled that it was finally time.
Like, were they hysterical or were
No, it was oddly very calm.
Really, huh?
I actually was quite surprised at how calm everyone was.
Because you would think that this would be, like, the release, right? Yeah. Like,
just mass hysteria.
Yeah, yeah.
Maria from the Roz and Mocha Show, you are out at the convention center right next door.
Yes, a tailgate.
The tailgate. Describe what was happening there, because there was a bunch of different things, right?
Yeah, it was like a whole convention center filled with Taylor Swift fans being able to make friendship bracelets. There was a silent disco. They had photo booths. They had a makeup bar where you can get your makeup done. They had, like, free vending machines where you could win prizes and, like, bunch of vendors. People were just there drinking. There was a bar. There was, like, a whole stage where they did costume competitions, sing-alongs. It was, like, insane. It was just things happening everywhere, and it was so much fun.
They also had this thing, which we'll get to in a second, but I'm just excited to tell you guys what it was called.
Okay.
It's called the Friendship Ceremony.
Oh.
Yeah, is that the Best Friend Chapel?
Describe the scene before we play exactly what happened.
Is it like a wedding?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so there was a full chapel. With seats and everything, carpet, and you walk down with your friends after you make your friendship bracelets down the hall.
Yeah.
And you come and you exchange your friendship bracelets and you express your vows and get bonded together in a unity with a minister.
Love is in the air here, guys. I'm at the Best Friend Chapel that they have at the tailgate, and two friends are about to express their love for each other by exchanging their best friend vows. Let's get into it.
I'm Becca.
And I'm Tessa.
So we're standing at the altar all together. I'm basically crashing this wedding, but it's fine.
Welcome, everyone, to the Sheer Tech's Best Friends Chapel. Yeah. We're here to honor the strongest bond there is, the unbreakable friendship between...
Becca.
And...
Tessa.
Today, these two aren't just here to renew their friendship vows. They're here to remind the world that some things, like their bond... are truly unbreakable.
Amen.
Amen. Are you both ready?
We're ready.
Okay. Do you promise to text back within five.
They're holding hands. I can't. Yes, I do.
Share all memes unselfishly.
Yes.
And always be honest about each other's outfit choices.
Always.
And do you promise to save the last little bit of whatever food is on your plate for your friend?
Absolutely, especially if it's a glizzy.
Damn.
Tell them when their crush or their secret crush is around the corner.
Most definitely.
And remind them how amazing they are. Strong through all the ups and downs, and of course, the inevitable wardrobe malfunction.
I will every day for the rest of my life.
By the power vested in me, I now pronounce you best friends forever.
I'm kind of jealous, guys.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of calling one of my friends. I'd be like, yo, I got a great idea.
Yeah. So good. So that was the convention center. Then immediately following the Eras Tour outside of Rogers Center, mass hysteria, damn it, Maury, capturing everything from everyone.
You're leaving the Eras Tour show, and it looks like you're about to get emotional.
Yes. So basically, when it started, I'm bawling my eyes out trying to sing along. I'm like, oh, just like singing along. And then she comes out, and also I have no voice yet, but she comes out, and I'm like bawling my eyes out. My mom's looking at me like, Michaela, seriously. Like,
yeah, seriously, Michaela,
right,
get a hold of yourself.
It's literally Taylor Swift. Okay. And I'm freaking out, and the whole show was just like so amazing, and the surprise songs were two mashups. It was My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys and This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things.
What are you gonna do to make sure you never forget this moment?
I'm literally gonna watch the videos every day, and I'm never gonna shower, so I'm always like Taylor Swift.
No, Michaela, chill.
Okay, you're leaving the venue, you're leaving the Rogers Center right now. Yeah. The Eras Tour, how was that?
It was amazing.
It was
life changing.
So yeah.
Like the best thing I think we've ever seen ever.
I've never felt better in my whole life.
Oh, it was so much fun. It was amazing. It absolutely lives up to the hype. I love being here with my mom and my sisters. It was a great moment for us. We've been waiting for 2 years, so it was amazing.
Nothing compares to it. Like, I've seen Taylor twice before, and this show was on another level than the other two shows I saw. Both of those were amazing. I cried during those too. But this one was like an out-of-body experience.
We had so much fun, and we actually came from the U.S., from right outside Washington, D.C., to see the show tonight and had the time of our lives.
Tell me about the vibe in there.
Oh my gosh. We were saying it was so positive. Everyone's so happy. It's sort of like you forget about what's going on in the rest of the world and just embrace Taylor and all that she is.
Oh my God, you're shaking.
I'm in shock. That was crazy. That's literally a once in a lifetime experience. Oh my God.
What stood out for you? What were some of the moments?
Oh my God, the whole rap era was fantastic. We got False God as our little surprise song. Honestly, all of it was crazy.
Yes. This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Sometimes I feel like I
because everybody agrees. It's me.
Roz and Mocha's Hell of a Story.
Marco, when and where does your Hell of a Story take place?
It took place in Brampton.
Yep. Brampton, Ontario. Okay.
And when and where? It was in 2009.
Okay, so a little while ago.
Just keep in mind that I am a chef slash butcher.
Okay.
I was working one day at the... I usually do hot table, but I wasn't taking care of the hot table. I was prepping for it, so I was getting ready my veal cutlets.
Oh, nice. Okay. How do you? And when you say you're getting ready your veal cutlets, what are you doing to get a veal cutlet ready?
Well, what we do when we get a veal cutlet ready is we slice it from the beginning.
Okay.
Fresh.
Okay.
Nicely fresh in that location, at least.
Okay.
I was slicing it on the machine, and then I put it on the platter normally, go to a different area in the location so I can tenderize the machine. While I'm tenderizing the machine, my jacket had a loose string.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
What machine? What is this machine? Explain the machine.
It's called a meat tenderizer.
And what does it do?
It tenderizes the meat. What it does is you put your meat through,
yeah.
And it has teeth.
Huh?
On both sides,
uh-huh.
So it pokes through the meat.
Okay.
So what had happened then was I was feeding the machine with the meat, and the string on my jacket got caught and pulled my hand in there.
Oh,
your hand?
God.
My hand.
Yeah. Ah!
Luckily, I was only two fingers in.
Oh, this would be an inappropriate time for that, so she said joke.
Okay. Okay, which two fingers?
My pinky,
mm-hmm.
And the finger right before that.
Your ring finger. So yeah. Do you have to shut the machine off at that point?
I did shut it off. I pushed the lever on the floor that we have the emergency button.
Yeah.
And I shut it off, and I was asking for help. And as I'm asking for help, the owner of the location says, "Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, get me a chair, get me a chair." You're not the one that needs help. I'm the one that needs help.
Wait a second. So the owner was like, get me a chair because he's going to pass out?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is your hand still stuck in the machine, or were you able to free it?
No, we weren't able to free it. We when the emergency came, they had to carry me to the ER with the whole machine.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What?
Okay, so
so you got, like, ground beef fingers, and they're taking you to the hospital like that?
With the whole machine.
Oh,
yes.
How much does that machine weigh?
No, it was a small one that they stand on the counters.
Yeah, but still, it's the size of what? It's the size of what?
Pounds.
Okay.
15 pounds. And are you holding the machine, or like the paramedics are holding the machine?
Their paramedics were holding the machine,
okay.
But I also had my left hand underneath it.
Marco, were you bleeding at all? Were you screaming? What's going through your mind in that moment?
At that moment, I was in shock. Yeah. I did not feel any pain.
Did you look?
I was looking at everything.
So you were looking at your hand.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
What did your fingers look like in there?
Oh, like mush.
And so then what do they do?
They had to pry it open.
Oh God, yeah.
And that was when I freaked out.
Okay.
It wasn't the part that my hand went in that hurt me more. This hurt me more when they were taking it apart.
Like, did they freeze your arm or like your forearm down to your hand at all? Or like you felt that pain?
Did you raw dog this?
At the beginning, it was raw dog.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, so they get your hand out. And what do they tell you? What do they say about your fingers? That they're just done for?
They froze it, and they dunk it in some liquid to disinfect it.
Yeah.
And then they did an x-ray and stuff, you know, before they wrap it all up. And then they wrapped it.
Yeah.
Once they wrapped it, it goes, we got bad news for you.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, can't be worse than this. The doctor goes, no, it is. You're not going to be able to use those two fingers.
At all.
So,
well, yeah, because like, ground beef.
Not use the fingers, or like not use them because you won't have them.
No, no, not use them. They were there.
Okay,
they're still here.
Okay,
he said you're not going to be able to use them. And me being the stubborn Italian that I am,
yeah.
After not even a week, I started doing exercises with it.
Yeah,
and I'm doing more exercises and more exercises. And it got to the point that I started using them again.
Wow.
Really?
But what do they look like now?
They look like actual fingers.
Yeah.
The only thing on it, you see the teeth line on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, through the on both sides.
But you got like fingernails and stuff still?
And on the pinky, I do.
Yeah.
And on the ring finger, my nail is there, but it grows split.
What?
So I have to keep it. Them short.
Okay. Hey, what did they do with that machine? Did they clean it up and continue to use it?
No, you got to get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
You have
no,
to get rid
the,
of it.
ER had the ER disposed of it.
Yo, that was one hell of a story, Marco. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, guys.
Damn, Marco. Thanks for
and
calling.
It's awesome talking to you guys.
Roz and Mocha's hell of a story. Have a story to tell? Text the word story and your name to 925-555.
Kiss 925.
Judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise I'm not you're different, and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Please, 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 don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another. I beg you, don't embarrass me, little sucker. Just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice, and we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding, but really, really.
To phone grandma for ages.
You have to wait to call her to tell her you're coming to pick her up.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Kiss 92.5's Needy or Greedy.
Win $92.
Or take a chance at up to $5,000. But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4.
On Kiss 92.5.
Welcome to Waste Collection Safety 101. When you see a waste truck ahead, should you A, speed up, or B, pass slowly with caution? The answer is B. Keep waste collectors safe by slowing down and always passing with caution. A message from the City of Toronto.
We've got a big beauty week ahead of us.
I'm so ready. Sephora Cyber Week sales are major.
They're beyond. Different brands are 30% off every day.
I know. I'm so excited to save on Youth to the People, Anastasia Beverly Hills, Bondi Boost, and more.
And all my faves are half off on Black Friday.
50% off select beauty? Sign me up.
It's Sephora's best week ever.
Starting November 24th, don't miss daily deals all week long. Plus, up to 50% off top beauty brands. Exclusions and terms apply. Offers end December 2nd. Shop in-store or online at sephora.ca.
439-0-0-0-0-Pizza Nova.
Craving something sweet after your favorite pizza? Introducing our new cannoli chips, a classic Italian dessert for pizza night. These crispy, bite-sized chips are available exclusively at Pizza Nova. Ciao, I'm Dominic Kimucci, inviting you to taste the difference.
439-0-0-0-Pizza Nova.
Come and get it.
In just 2 minutes, an Oral-B electric toothbrush can change your mind about what a toothbrush can do. In just 2 minutes a day, its dentist-inspired round brush head cleans 100% better than a regular brush. And in less time than the average commercial break, you can get that purifying clean feeling like you just left the dentist. Not bad for just a couple of minutes. Oral-B. Brush like a pro.
Come and get it.
Did you know you can watch all your favorite crime shows for free on Pluto TV?
Totally free.
Totally free. They've got CSI New York, NCIS, Hawaii Five-O, Rookie Blue, Nash Bridges, all for free.
There's something suspicious going on here.
Nothing suspicious, just hundreds of hours of free crime shows. On Pluto TV, crime never pays, and neither do I.
Pluto TV.
Stream now, pay never.
This is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale.
And this is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale at Sleep Country. Black Friday just isn't the same at Sleep Country, except for the best deals on the best brands. Get hot prices on headboards starting at only $249. Enjoy a free gift with a minimum purchase. And right now, save a tax on everything for a limited time only. Don't miss out. The Black Friday event is on now at Sleep Country. Restrictions apply.
Only a few days left to live and listen to the magic of an Air France rendezvous. It's time to book your rendezvous with Paris, starting at $749, or Barcelona, starting at $859 return, from Toronto, tax included. You can enjoy a glass of champagne however you fly, economy included. Elegance is a journey. Air France. Book by November 18th. Travel from November 1st to December 14th, 2024, and from January 8th to April 30th, 2025. See conditions at airfrance.ca.
This Black Friday, Rona is the place to be. Imagine transforming your home into a cozy winter wonderland or finally tackling those DIY projects you've been dreaming about. At Rona, you'll find everything you need, from experts' tools and materials to stylish Christmas decor. And this week, save 25% on all Christmas lights in stock and 40% on Carrara white 12x24 porcelain tile. Don't miss out. These deals won't last long. Conditions apply. Visit your local Rona or shop online at rona.ca.
Toronto, your perfect steak awaits. This November, Chop Steakhouse and Bar opens at 181 University Avenue. Enjoy steak seared to perfection, handcrafted cocktails, and fresh seafood in a modern, vibrant setting. Whether it's a dinner out, happy hour, or late night cravings, Chop is your new favorite dining destination. Visit chop.ca to view our menu and learn more about downtown Toronto's newest, hottest steakhouse. Chop Steakhouse and Bar, opening soon.
RedTag.ca's early Black Friday pre-sale is here with up to 65% off vacation packages. Plus, a chance to win back your trip up to $5,000. No matter the destination, from adventurous to relaxed, your next escape deserves the best pre-Black Friday deals. Don't wait. Book today at RedTag.ca or call 1-866-5-RED-TAG. Offer ends November 21st. Certain conditions apply.
RedTag.ca.
Celebrating 20 years. Book today.
Tim's Holiday Smile Cookie is here. Until November 24th, 100% of proceeds are donated to local charities, community groups, and Tim's Camps. Get one to give back to your community at participating restaurants in Canada.
Greenhouse gas pollution heats the planet
and threatens our nature.
Canada's carbon price is designed to reduce this pollution in order to protect our environment.
And the Canada Carbon Rebate gives money back to Canadians.
In Ontario, an individual gets $560 this year, with a bonus for those in rural areas.
Have it both ways with the Canada Carbon Rebate. Find out how it works and how much you can receive at canada.ca/carbon rebate.
A message from the Government of Canada.
This holiday, save up to $1,000 on Nikon cameras and lenses. Images so clear, even Grandma's fruitcake will look good. Visit your Nikon authorized dealer or Nikon.ca.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5, proudly broadcasting in the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe, the Wendat, the Haudenosaunee peoples, and the Mississaugas of the Credit. This is KISS.
Young J-A-C-K-A-K-A, Rico like Suave, Young Enrique, speaking at A-K-A, she's an alpha but not around your boy, she get quiet around your boy, hold on, don't know what you heard or what you thought about your boy, but they lied about your boy, going dumb and it's dumb, idiotic about your boy, she wearing cheetah print, that's how bad she won't be spotted around your boy.
I don't like no whips and chains and you can't tie me down, but you can whip your lovin' on me, baby, whip your lovin' on me.
I'm vanilla, baby. Chokey, but I ain't no killer, baby. She's 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down. But you can whip your lovin' on me, baby. Whip your lovin' on me, baby.
Young M-I-S-S-I-O-N-A-R-Y. He's sharp like barbed wire. She stole my heart, then she got archived. I keep it short with a bitch, Lord Farquhar. All the girls in the front row, all the girls in the barricade, all the girls have been waiting all day, let your tongue hang, great thing. If you came with a man, let go of his hand. Everybody in the suite kicking up their feet, stand up, dance.
I don't like no whips and chains.
And all the guys in the back waiting on the next track.
You
cut your boy a little slack.
It's
Young Jack. I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down. But you can whip your lovin' on me,
that's right,
baby. Whip your lovin' on me, baby. I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down. But you can whip your lovin' on me, baby. Whip your lovin' on me, baby.
Roz and Lopez DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Time once again for the DM Deep Dive. Do this on the show every day.
There you go. Hey, Maria, what do we got today?
All right. Today, Julian is asking, are earrings still a thing that's in for men? I'm thinking of getting one, but I'm not sure if I look cool or extremely lame or icky. As Maria says, guys, I need your help.
I think so. Like, yeah. I don't know. It depends how old you are. I still have my earring, but I got mine when I was like 13.
Yeah. I would say for guys, I've always been a big believer that if a guy's going to get his ear pierced, you should get both.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I should go and get the other side done, the right side?
Yeah. I think if you're going to get your ears pierced, you get your ears pierced as opposed to just one.
Cuz you know what sucks? Yeah. Like, I had to go get a new earring, and like, it's very tough unless you go to like one of those booths that sell like the cheap earrings.
You have
to buy them in Paris.
Yeah.
Right? You can't just go and say, "Yo, I want one."
Right. I use, in my ears, I have the sort of like surgical steel, like piercing ones. Like, this is the kind of thing
that
you put through like a nipple, right? So you can buy you have to buy these individually.
Okay.
Right. So I bought these, but yeah, I used to have.
Do you have the other side pierced?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I used to have three in my, left and then two in my right. I started with one in my right and then went one in my left, and then the rest of them all just sort of like happened over time. But then I just got down, and I've had these exact same earrings in my ear and haven't taken them out since, I'm guessing, probably like 1995.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, shoot, maybe I'll go to the mall today and get my ear pierced.
Yeah, more. You got an ear pierce or what?
I had two in the left ear and one in my right ear.
But you don't have any more.
No, I was told to take them out.
By?
A previous employer.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
They told you that?
Why?
Yeah, the host of the show said we don't wear earrings on this show.
Oh. Oh, Jesus.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So then I
guess same rules apply here more, by the way. Cheesecake, do you have your ears pierced?
I don't. No.
You don't.
No,
would
I
you
don't.
Ever?
See, I don't think like I'm a piercing or a tattoo type of guy.
Right? I think
like,
you're
definitely an earring kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
Earring?
Bro,
really?
You want to go together to the mall today?
Let's do it.
Well, because Mocha totally needs someone to take the other one from the pen.
Yeah, facts. Facts. Good one. Next DM, please, Maria.
All right. Maddie says, how much money would everyone pay to see a one-hour montage of the funniest moments you and your friends have ever had?
Oh, man. The funniest moments.
Yeah.
What a highlight reel.
Yeah. I feel like I'd bawl my eyes out.
Yeah. I think that would be might be too emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I would cry the whole time, too. Yeah.
Okay, what's your price, Maria? I have a price in mind. I want to know if I'm, like, being too extreme, though.
Oh, for a one-hour montage, like, for my entire life, friends, family, whatever, oh, I'd pay, like, millions.
Millions?
Yeah, if I had it.
I was going to say, like, $5,000.
Oh. Mm. I would do anything to see that again.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, you know?
I don't know if I would.
No?
No.
Really?
Why, would it make you sad?
No, like, I think like, it would. Like, I think I'm with Maury. I think
if
it would.
You maybe like forgot about certain moments?
Well, because I have what I, in my mind, I had really, really beautiful friendships when I was young. And I haven't maintained any of those friendships into my adult life that I had when I was friends with these kids, right? None of them. I don't have one single friend in my adult life that I grew up with. In like from say like pre-high school or high school down. I got one guy that I went to high school with that I still talk to on a regular basis and see him once every 3 years kind of thing. But other than that, I think that it would be too emotional. I think that I would see these beautiful old friendships that I had, and I think that I would get hard on myself for not maintaining them. And like, how do you let something that was just like so amazing go? Like, I don't think I would enjoy it. I think I would get too sad.
David Ward, do you have an answer?
Yeah, I don't want to see.
Oh, yeah, you said that. Okay, no, cheesecake.
That would sad.
Yeah, that would be really, really difficult. I'd rather just live with the memories that I do have. I don't think I'd want to sit there and watch all of it, because much like frauds, there are a lot of people who I have not kept in touch with, and I think I would just have a bunch of regret. And I don't want that.
Right? And no, some of my friends have died.
Yeah, true.
I'm
going
to see like me in the car with a friend, and then now he's not with us anymore.
I also think though, like in the other sense of it too, like it could be fun to kind of see them, and you like get excited about all the things you used to do and like have done. You know, like I make one thing me and my friends do is after trips or weekends away or whatever, I always make little reels, and then we just share them amongst each other.
Uh-huh.
And so the little recaps of everything that we do. So like, I always watch the one that like I did in Greece or New York, and like we just watch it all the time, even though it's like sad that we're not there, but it's,
I don't know. I would still pay the money. I would do it.
I have a question.
Go. Yeah.
Are you watching it? Are you alone when you watch it?
Yeah. Let's say you're alone.
Cause in case there's like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. But also like, what if you did something that was super funny, right? Yeah. And everybody laughed, but you realize now watching it back that like the one guy didn't find it funny at all. You know what I mean?
Well, that now we're just turning me. This into this is supposed to be so exciting.
Such you know, a like, fun question.
You know, like what if that was really damaging to the guy and you clowned on him and it was like hysterical to you and all your friends?
I'd still watch it.
You still would watch
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Okay, yes. Time for one more. It's got really quick, Maria. We're
all right.
Out of time here.
Taya says, do you still drink iced coffee in the winter? Yes or no?
I rarely drink iced coffees, but if I wouldn't have a problem with it. I just like, I like coffees hot. Like obviously in the summertime. Time when it's blazing hot outside, if I don't feel like drinking a hot coffee, I will order an iced coffee, but I have no problem ordering an iced coffee in the winter.
Yeah, I don't drink it.
You don't? No. Maria?
No, hot coffee in the winter.
Shem?
I don't even drink coffee.
Apple juice. Dan Mori?
No iced coffee in the winter.
Okay, there you go. Thank you, everyone, for all of the DMs that you were sending in. Keep them coming in, because we talk about them every day. That was great. Thanks, Maria.
Anytime.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
On KISS 92.5.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Be not working hard. Yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive, I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo, that's right.
to you endless. It's insane the way the name growing, money keep flowing, hustlers moving silent, so I'm tiptoeing, so keep flowing, I got it locked up like Lindsay Lohan. Put it on my life, baby, I'm gonna get you right, baby. Can't promise tomorrow, but I promise tonight. Bye.
Excuse me, and I might drink a little more than I should tonight, and I might take you home with me if I could tonight, and baby, I'm gonna make you feel so good tonight, cause we might not get tomorrow. Yo, girl, what I'm involved with is deeper than the Masons, baby, baby, and it ain't no secret. My family's from Cuba, but I'm an American. I don't get money like secrets. Put it on my life, baby. I'll make it feel right, baby. Can't promise tomorrow, but I promise tonight. Darling. Excuse me, and I might drink a little more than I should tonight. And I might take you home with me if I could tonight. And baby, I'ma make you feel so good tonight. Cause we might not get
of the Roz and Mocha Show
on Kiss 92.5.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Jason Kelce coming to the rescue of Detroit Lions linebacker James Houston. So there was a shot of James Houston in one of the games where he had something questionable on the back of his pants, right?
Bro, he said it was Gatorade.
Okay, I know. But listen, just because sometimes a fella says something doesn't mean, you know, the fella's telling the truth.
It was orange Gatorade mixed with some dirt.
So Jason Kelce comes to the defense of James Houston. And not only that, but he welcomes James to the club, if you know what I mean.
Poopgate. Lions linebacker James Houston went viral this week for allegedly his pants on the field. Aww.
This is why I hate white pants. I would like to say that I have not ever done this, but listen, sometimes, you know, you're exerting a lot of effort on the field and if you get caught in the wrong type of gut situation.
Nah, dude, what do you mean? If he said it right here, hey y'all, I sat on some Gatorade.
Come on, Travis.
Those Gatorade guys, believe him.
You and I both know he has said, I know Gatorade. Not in that exact specific spot. We all know what that is. And he has nothing to be ashamed of. I am here to have your back, James. I have done this.
Back end, bud.
Dude, I did this before a game once. You know, like when you shart and you know that there's a possibility something just came out, but you're not certain.
You got white pants. You got to get off the field.
I turned to my buddy, my O-line friend, and I was like, hey, can you check me? Cause I think I might have just checked myself, right? He checks me. He says, you're good. I go out for warmups, do the whole warmups. Lane comes up to me after warmups. He's like, hey, you got all up and down your pants right
now. No.
So in between warmups and the start of the game, I keep my shoulder pads on, take off all of my all of my lower half.
All of it.
Get in the shower and showering.
Oh, that's funny as f***. And you felt that nasty. You had to
do that. Yeah. It was disgusting.
If you've seen the picture, poor James Houston, first of all, right?
Gatorade makes some dirt, guys.
That is not Gatorade. That is right in there. There's not one drip of Gatorade on the cheeks. Yeah, nothing.
Drip,
bro. Okay?
Don't say
there's not one dribble. Oh. Is dribble better? No? Dribble's not better?
No. Come
on, no? Okay. There is not one, squirt of Gatorade.
Oh.
There's not one puddle of Gatorade. Okay.
So next story.
This is nasty.
There's not a pinch of Gatorade anywhere.
Pinch.
Okay. Where he got it. Like, if you look at poor James Houston's pants, it is like right in there.
Okay, we get it.
Like, it would have to be like placed there. That's not sitting on something. Is all I'm saying.
The showers, bro.
Right. Well, yeah, of course. But, you know, I'm with Jay. Like, it makes perfect sense. Like, when you're exerting yourself and you like, let's say you got a little bit of an upset belly, right? Uh-huh. And then somebody who's 300 pounds throws his whole body into your stomach.
Oh,
like, what's going to happen?
Everything inside of you is coming out.
Yes. Yeah. You're going to go sit on Gatorade, too.
I know.
Right.
That's bad. That's
nobody
really
overexert yourself on this show, please. Everybody just chill. Very easy.
You worried that that's going to happen here?
So scared.
Yeah. I don't know if we should be too worried about that.
Yes. This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded. Just stop.
92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Yeah, bitch. Monday, we back at it again.
Yep.
What's up? Everybody? Yo, it's going to be sexy today.
Is it?
13 degrees and sunshine.
Oh, damn.
Because it's supposed to get rain for like the rest of the week.
Right.
So today's the day, y'all.
I'm okay with that.
You okay? You sound like you got sick.
Yeah, I got a cold again.
Oh, no.
How?
I have no idea.
Oh, let me get. You went outside with your hair wet.
How are you, my mother?
Is it damp in the house?
No. No, I did have the window open all day yesterday, though, because it was so hot.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
So hot.
Your mom's going to yell at you.
Yeah, because Catherine's not around, right? So I can just, like, freeze the place
up. Close the window?
Yeah, she always closes the window. I like it cold. Roxy likes it cold. So we just, like, keep the window open. We were, like, it was freezing on Friday. I think we were watching the Tyson fight. It was freezing cold.
It's got to be warm for me.
Chilling.
I love it when it's warm inside.
You do?
Yeah.
See, I much prefer, like, chilly, and then I can put a blanket on. I like that.
I don't like it.
when I've been sitting there for a while and I realize, oh my God, I'm so hot. I don't like that feeling at all. At all.
But anyway. So you got a cold. Yeah, so cold. You take anything for it?
Nah, I don't. I woke up like this today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I was at my kid's. I had to go to my kid's school last week. So I think like.
That's where you got it.
I was hanging out with kindergarten kids and stuff like that. I did a thing. They had a talent show, so I went up and I was the judge for the
kindergartens?
Talent show.
How do you judge a 4-year-old?
No. The kindy.
They suck.
No, they weren't. No, they
get better.
No. They weren't. The kindies weren't in the talent show. It was all like, I think like 4, 5, and 6 or something like that were in the talent show. But the kindies, they put the kindies in the front row because they clapped the loudest.
Of course.
Right?
They cheer.
Yes. So yeah. I was sitting beside all these kindies and everybody comes in and they know who I am and they fist bump and they want a high five.
And they're sneezing without covering their faces.
I'm just like boogers, right? Yeah. And at the time, I didn't really think anything of it, but
and
I'm pretty sure.
Are.
I'm pretty
nice
sure that's
sick.
That's where I got sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. It was all good. It was a good weekend though.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I had to go back and there's so much good new TV out. I had to go back and rewatch like the last 4 episodes of 2 shows.
Which ones?
So the new season of The Night Agent comes out soon.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So I went.
Yeah, Shem's a fan of that.
Yeah, one. Yeah. And so Rox hadn't seen this series at all, so we started from the beginning. Mm-hmm. But also the new season of Silo dropped.
Oh,
which
right,
I'm a
yeah.
huge fan
I
of,
that,
but I had no
Apple.
Idea how these shows end.
Uh-huh. So you watch the last 4 episodes?
I watch the last 4 episodes of Silo.
Just play a YouTube recap.
No, because it's never good enough. It's never nuanced enough.
Oh.
Nuanced means specific, Maury.
Oh. Okay. I thought it was French for new.
Yeah, no, so because I'm very excited about the new season of Silo. Right? Do you watch that show, Shem?
I do. Love it. Yeah. It's
great, right?
Yeah, sounds great.
Everything, bro.
I watch way too much. Way too much. I'm almost done From. You know, the show, the nasty scene you had us watch?
Yeah.
Almost done that.
What are you thinking of that show?
Oh, man. Season 3 is a... Yeah. Not bad.
Wait,
man.
They're on season 3 already?
Yeah.
I just don't know if they know where they're going with it, though.
I totally agree with that. It feels lost, which is funny to use that term because that's what that show reminds me of.
I never saw Lost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great show.
Very much reminds me of that.
Really? Yeah.
It's good, though. Real good.
But anyway, so I just watched a lot of TV this weekend because I wasn't like.
Nice. With the windows open.
Yeah.
And damp hair.
And I watched UFC on Saturday night.
Nice.
Bro. Did you see that fight?
I watched the highlights.
You watched the highlights? You didn't watch the fight?
No. Bro, that main event started at 1 a.m.
I know.
I was not prepared.
Yeah.
It was actually going to start.
Yeah, it was earlier than the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight, though.
Oh, my God.
We'll right?
That's all of
too
that later.
Late. Yeah. Too late. Anyway,
yeah, that main event was bonkers.
Damn it, Maury was out talking to fans, so we'll get to that as well. Talk a little bit about Mike Tyson's ass, whether the whole thing was rigged.
Mm-hmm.
Lots coming up.
Yeah. Oh, including Easy Money in like 10 minutes.
Celebrate mornings with Roz and Mocha.
On KISS 92.5.
How sweet.
Kill you makes you harder now. A little water when the lights go out. You miss this
doing? Thought you buried me? But I'm alive and living my best life. Yeah. Tell me, how's it feel? Huh? Yeah, I was hot then, but I'm even hotter now.